Okay, I think we're about ready. I have 12:30. So we are actually going to skip down the agenda, down to new business, because we have a Zoom call from Patricia Sulock.
Okay.
And she's going to kind of talk to us about her, the wellness and sexual health training that they have, their new program. So is she...
Good morning.
Can she hear us?
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you. Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Of course, you ready to go?
You are with Quero ISD with our School Health Advisory Council, and we're all very excited to hear more from y'all. Tammy and I did the training a couple weeks ago,
right,
and we were very impressed with the curriculum. Okay?
Great. Y'all were on the virtual training?
Yes, correct, ma'am. Yes.
All right, so did you learn anything?
Yes. Yes. Lots of good stuff.
Okay, have you made any changes?
No.
That's what this meeting is about, to recommend those changes and put those changes in place.
Well, I'm talking about, did you personally make any changes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me to speak to you guys. I can't see y'all, but can y'all see me?
Yes.
Yes, we can see you.
Okay. Well, I apologize for the lighting. I'm only work one day a week, one or two days a week at Baylor Scott & White here in clinic, and I'm in clinic today during my lunch break. And so I apologize for the lighting. At home, I have much better lighting and everything in my office, so I apologize for that.
No worries, you're good.
And if I could bring up some slides, I can kind of briefly, I can go over the program to everyone.
That'd be great.
Okay?
Yes, that's great.
Let me share screen and... can you guys see my slide there, Living Well Aware?
Yes.
Fantastic, and you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. Once again, thank you very much for allowing me to talk about Living Well Aware, My Choice is My Life, and we do think it is the guide to adolescent health and wellness. There's nothing like it out there, as I'll be explaining. Just a little bit about me, I am co-founder of Living Well Aware. We have components for adults and adolescents. I'm also author of a wellness book, a workbook, a 52-week wellness planner, comprehensive wellness video course, which is going on right now. We did webinar number 6 of 24, actually last night, where we covered sleep and heart rate variability and things like that. And I'm also author of an adolescent health curriculum, which I'm here to talk to you guys about. I'm also a professor of Texas A&M College of Medicine, teach medical students and residents, and I am a practicing gynecologist at Baylor Scott & White. My husband, Jeffrey Waxman, is a co-founder of Living Well Aware. He's actually the mastermind behind the adult part of Living Well Aware. I've been involved in adolescent health, as I'll talk about, for over 25 years, but 15 years ago, my husband drugged me to a wellness conference, and then we realized maybe we, as adults, need to get healthier, and we'd have healthier kids, and so that got us down that path. He is co-author of Living Well Aware, My Choice is My Life. Is in a lot of the parent videos and some of the student videos. He's a professor of Texas A&M, and he is a urologist. So I always like to say, I'm a gynecologist, he's a urologist. We have the pelvis covered in our family. Right? And the director of operations for Living Well Aware, also online, is Gabe. Gabe does all of our video shoots. He does all of our graphic design. He actually runs the show and does an amazing job of dealing with all the schools, making sure they have online access to the Wisdom platform, which houses the student curriculum, as I'll be talking about. As I mentioned, I've been involved in school health for now over 25 years, and I got drug into this by a middle school principal, where at the time, that's where my kids were going to school, and she said, you got to help us with sex ed, and I went, I don't do sex ed. And she said, oh, you do now. I found out principals can be pretty pushy people. And so I said, fine, I'll find a program, and I'll pick one, and I'll be done with this. Well, I could couldn't find anything out there that was acceptable. I mean, it was outdated, inaccurate, had some messages that I just did not agree with. And so I got together with some teachers, doctors, attorneys, and we put together our own curriculum. And we just did it for Temple Independent School District. And we piloted it in one school in 1995. The school board unanimously approved it in 96. And I thought that was going to be the end of it, but then word spread, and Colleen wanted it, Copper's Cove, and Lampasas, and we're even in some Dallas ISD schools. And the next thing I knew, we were all over the place. And so we were previously known as Scott and White Worth the Wait. And then Scott and White merged with Baylor, and we were the Baylor Scott and White Health, Wellness, and Sexual Health Program. And then in 2018, Scott and White, Baylor Scott and White turned the program over to me and said, you know, we're not going to continue to fund this. If you want to keep going and doing this, you're going to have to do it on your own. And I and my husband decided to take this on. And we updated it to the 8th edition. So the Living Well Aware, My Choices, My Life is the 8th edition. Every few years we've been updating this, but this was a major upgrade. We decided to get with the 21st century and make this online, easily accessible, and it really just, as I'll talk about, it took it to a high level. The sixth grade, a lot of school districts have implemented the last school year. They were brave enough to even do this during the pandemic. And then many, many more are taking on the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, actually this semester, including Colleen ISD, Belton ISD, Cameron, Gatesville, Maynard, Taylor, we're all over the place. And we're talking to a lot of schools now who are going to be implementing it in the next school year. Seventh and eighth grade are going to be available, literally ready to go at the end of this week. We finally finished the final edits to them, and a lot of schools are just, they have been waiting to say, when can we get access? So they're going to get access at the end of this week. The high school, we didn't know if we were going to do one, but we're having more and more requests for a high school curriculum, so we're starting to work on that now. It is compliant with the new TEKS. What was really cool, when we were rewriting the 7th and 8th grade, we had access to the new TEKS. And we looked at them and we went, wait a minute, we've covered 90% of these, and we're still doing the edits. We'll make sure we cover the other 10%. So we're talking 100% of the TEKS. 100%. Right. So, and we cover all aspects of wellness, physical, emotional, which is huge today. A big component of our curriculum is emotional health, which drives the rest of our health, as we know. Our social well-being, the quality of our relationships, risky behaviors, healthy behaviors, communication skills. We can all up our communication game and goal setting. And so, once again, we do call it the guide to adolescent health. And every lesson, 6th, 7th, 8th, and when we get to the high school, we'll have these same components. We have a lesson overview for the teacher, which has the objectives, the procedures, the materials. And it also lists every TEEK that's covered in that lesson, so they don't have to go and search for them. We've already put them there for them. We have a staff, a school staff, and a caregiver video with every lesson. And all of those videos are available on our website, which I'll show you in a little while. We have a student video with dynamic presenters, a lot of young teachers and healthcare professionals. We have detailed instructor activity guides. And then we have the student activities worksheets. We have a handout and or poster with every lesson. And we have a Let's Talk worksheet that goes home with, the student takes home to complete with the parent or other guardian. And many of the lessons also have additional resources for those that want other information. 12 to 14 lessons with each grade level. Meant to be about a 45 to 50 minute class period. And it's usually taught in science or health, but schools work it out to whatever is best for them. But the majority of schools, it's taught in science or health. Here are the sixth grade topics, and I believe I sent y'all the table of contents. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you should have the sixth grade lessons, the seventh grade lessons, where we get into more in depth with a lot of these issues in eighth grade, where that's why the eighth grade has 14 lessons, because we have a separate lesson just on pregnancy and parental responsibilities, a separate lesson on sexually transmitted infections and sexual abuse trafficking. So we really, with each grade level, we just add a little bit more and more. In sixth grade, these kids are barely entering puberty, so we just touch on some of these issues. But with each grade level, we cover more and more in-depth information that is age appropriate. So, you know, how did we come about developing Living Well Aware, My Choices, My Life? We knew that we needed to update it because I was really into current information, because I'm a professor, I'm a practicing physician. I have to stay updated. We realized that our curriculum had to stay updated. And so I said, if we're gonna rewrite this, if I'm gonna take this on and we're gonna rewrite it, you know, what are the weaknesses, not only in everybody else's curriculum, but in our own curriculum? And I pulled together school administrators, teachers who had taught our curriculum for years, parents. And I said, if we were going to have the be-all, end-all, the very best health and wellness curriculum for adolescents, what would it look like? And what we did was we came up with really four weaknesses, and we decided to address those weaknesses. You know, and that's how we the reason we think people should choose our program, because we did address the weaknesses. Number one, we needed a greater implementation focus. Yes, we have to give kids the latest information on drug abuse, sexual abuse, what is healthy living, but we need to help them implement the information. So there's a video with every lesson that emphasizes how to implement this. A lot of our dynamic presenters are actually acting out the communication skills, the refusal skills. And we have the worksheets and activities and posters also help with the students to implement this information as a constant reminder. And we have detailed instructor guides that were provided with each activity, because the teachers that had taught this curriculum said, we need to make this a no-brainer for the teachers. They have so much thrown on them. Let's make sure that there's detailed activities where they have all the possible answers to every scenario we can throw the kids. And so we did that. Number two, we needed a greater instructor focus. I mean, teaching wellness and sexual health is not like teaching math or other topics. I mean, this needs special expertise. And so we provided a school staff caregiver video with every lesson. And it encourages the information, the teachers to apply the information and the parents. And with the student videos, there are inspiring, enthusiastic speakers who are also teachers and or healthcare professionals who deal with adolescents. Because we realized a lot of instructors aren't really excited about teaching this. Their deal is they love to coach, or they love other aspects of science or whatever. But, you know, we needed to help the instructors in the classroom by bringing the speakers via video to the classroom. So that's what we elected to do. And then we realized there needed to be a wellness training focus. And a couple of y'all have seen our training, where in all of our Living Well Aware speakers and our video lessons have had extensive training, or they're like me, they're practicing healthcare professionals. We actually see these kids in our practices. And wellness training is available for teachers assigned to implement the program. And we either do these virtually. Some school districts have us come and do a private training with their teachers and school nurses and counselors and admin people, and we can arrange that. In fact, I've got two private trainings set up with Belton ISD, and I just did one for Clinton ISD. They like to have a private one just for their teachers, and we can do that. And also we offer wellness training for schools. I'm signed up to speak at several school districts this summer, giving a keynote address during convocation, or doing a wellness workshop during a staff development day, sometimes for the entire school district. And we're talking teachers, administrators, secretaries, janitors, cafeteria workers. Superintendent gets them all into the office I mean, not the office, into an auditorium, or, and we have a few hours with them to conduct a wellness workshop. That's always a lot of fun. If I only spoke in school districts, that would be fine with me. You guys have our kids all day long, and the healthier our school employees are, the healthier our schools are going to be and our students. And number four, we needed a greater team approach. Because once again, this is not like teaching math. We need a team approach to teaching kids wellness. So we have more components for the parents and other guardians, for school employees. Living Well Aware has components for everyone, even for the community. We partners with some communities to bring in wellness to the schools. And we have a Let's Talk worksheet that goes on with the kids. And we have, once again, a video for adults included with every lesson. So if the parents want to know, what is my kid learning on this lesson? No problem. They go to the website, click on their grade level, that lesson, there's the video that tells them, here's what your child is going to learn in this lesson. And by the way, here's some health tips for you. So we want to encourage a wellness mindset throughout the classroom, throughout the school, throughout the homes and the community. So we promote a team approach, and that's why a lot of our components of this curriculum are for the adults. And actually, I hope you guys will look at the parent videos online. If you go to the adolescent tab, which I'll show you in a little while, the adolescent wellness tab, and you click on a grade level, click on a lesson, there is the video which accompanies every lesson. And it not only discusses what that lesson's topic was all about, we include one of the Living Well Aware 11 Essential Elements to Health and Happiness. And this is what Living Well Aware is all about. When my husband and I started pursuing wellness, we said, okay, let's start making a list, or what are some things that you can't argue with, scientifically proven, this would elevate our health. And so we came up with the 11 Essential Elements to Health and Happiness. Well, then I worked with A&M in College Station for 2 years with employee wellness, and they said, Dr. Schillock, we're all about the 12th man. We need a 12-month vision and 12-point keys to succeed. So aisle number 12 to the Aggies out there. And so, and by the way, guys, for all of y'all, we do have, but Living Well Aware does have a free monthly newsletter that comes out. If you go to the website, livingwellaware.com, put in your name and email, you can get our free newsletter, which we send out. And that's the only way you hear if we're doing any programs around, or if you want to attend anything we do. If you're not on our email list, we don't hear about it because we really don't advertise. In fact, I don't know how you guys found out about us. Unless somebody's heard me speak or whatever, we literally have not started to promote our curriculum.
We've been doing Work the Weight, and I've gone and seen you several times and gone to different wellness in Austin and Corpus, and then Denise Gable with Texas A&M AgriLife was the one that, you know, sent us links, and we've been looking at, we've been studying some online about Living Well Aware. We just needed a little nudge to find out more.
Well, good. I'm hoping I'm giving you more than a little nudge, okay? All right. And if you get, what we'll do is, the Wisdom Platform, the sixth grade, obviously, has been up and running now last year, last school year, and this school year. The seventh grade, we've just completed, and it's accessible. And the eighth grade, we should have it ready within the next day or two, because we're tweaking it and putting in all the edits and stuff, and it should be available. And I think the first schools are going to start implementing the seventh and eighth grade either next week or the week after that, because most schools roll this out at the end of April or in May. That's when the overwhelming majority of school districts who use our program implement the curriculum. And you guys will be getting, Gabe will be sending you, if he has an access code, where you will be able to actually preview these. But if I can, hopefully I can, let's see.
And the things you talked about, like the teachers, the more resources for teachers and nurses and counselors, absolutely better. And I've seen some of the videos when we did your training the other day, and they were a lot of fun.
We've heard a lot of comments from the schools that implemented the sixth grade going, oh, the students didn't get bored, they liked it, the teachers are like easy to implement, and hopefully I can, bring this up here, if I can, hold on, when the schools subscribe to our program, we find out how many teachers and administrators, like the school nurse or, you know, whoever, maybe the principal, how many people need access to the actual student platform, and they're given usernames and passwords. And I'm just going to plug in a test one. And you put in your username and password.
You can stop sharing the screen.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Got it there. Here we go. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Yes.
There we go.
Great. Once you're given the username and password, you put in username, password, and click enter, and boom. Here's the sixth grade. Here's the seventh grade. Eighth grade will be coming up literally probably tonight or tomorrow, according to Gabe. He's working with the platform developer to get all every video on there, student activity, worksheets, and everything. So if we just click on the sixth grade, you'll see here's the sixth grade begin course, and there's every lesson, even a welcome video for the students. There's every lesson, and if I just click on one of them, screen-based activities, there's the lesson overview, teacher video, which we, on the seventh and eighth, we got feedback from the teachers who were doing the sixth grade, and they're going, you know what? Your parent videos are so good, we don't need a teacher video, put those two together. So now the teacher and the instructor and the parent video are one, because it even lets the parents know what activities the teacher's gonna do. So we, at the advice of a lot of teachers, we combine those two. And we have a student video, and we have the teacher activity guides, the student activity guides. We have posters, like, let me just show you the poster for this one. This has to do with the digital world. Pause before you post. You know, is it polite? Is it accurate? Is it uplifting? Is it safe? Is it essential? Do I actually need to respond to this? Maybe adults would do well putting this on the refrigerator. sometimes, you know, we've all been on this. People are texting or putting stuff on Facebook, and you're like, seriously? Let's all remember, the digital world can get us in trouble. And for us to have, we're going to teach the kids the rules of digital citizenship to keep you out of trouble and to be safe. So we have all, and it's really easy to navigate this because you just press the back button and it gets you back to the original one. So the videos are all here, the activities are here, the instructor worksheets, like here's one on mental wellness. The instructor sheets are all in red. Like, once again, the students have their ones, but with the teachers, we've given them all the possible answers and all. So we made it really easy for instructors. We still do like them to do wellness training with them because we want to motivate them to be healthier and to pursue wellness. So is there any question about the platform? that everybody kind of, and once again, y'all will be getting access to it to preview it. So is that okay?
Parents, y'all have any questions?
What I'd like to do then is just show the where the parent videos are. Is that okay if I do that?
Certainly.
Sure.
If we go to the Living Well Aware website, livingwellaware.com, here's the Living Well Aware homepage, and you can see we're all about adult wellness, and we're all about adolescent wellness. And you can sign up for our free newsletter if you want to get on our constant contact email list. And no, we don't share it with anyone else. I'm very much into keeping that email list private. But if you click on adolescent wellness, you'll see here's a welcome video. Here's why choose our program. Here's the school staff caregiver component. So if you click on that, if you want to know, here's the sixth grade videos, here's the seventh grade, here's the eighth grade. So if you say, hey, I want to know what my eighth grader is going to learn about the lesson on sexually transmitted infections, or if you want to learn more about sexually transmitted infections, you click on that one. Or if you want to know what's my child going to learn about human trafficking, click on that one. And there's a short, we try to keep these to about 10 minutes or less, because we understand that the parents and the teachers are busy, but we slam dunk them with concise, powerful information. Now, if they want to know more, we in these videos, we encourage the parents to view the handout which your child should be bringing home. View the Let's Talk worksheet and go over the questions. So we really want to, you know, once again, bring the entire family into this and bring the entire school into this. But all of the videos are there, and we just make it really easy. You click on it, and then you click. Now, the parent videos and the school staff videos are taught by me and my husband, Dr. Waxman. The student videos, we hired, brought in dynamic young teachers who are amazing. Some of them have expertise, but they've taught our curriculum for years. We even brought in a principal who's passionate about adolescent health. We brought in a school educator who is passionate about drug abuse and lectures on drug abuse throughout the community. We brought in a sexual abuse expert who actually is one of the sexual abuse experts for the state of Texas, Dr. Pam Green, who actually worked with the Texas Medical Board to come up with the lesson on human trafficking for healthcare professionals. And she helped us with that, with the student videos. So we put the student videos, we bring in the experts, the young speakers, and for the parent videos, you get me and Dr. Waxman. We're a little bit older, okay? But once again, the student platform and the parent platform are very easy to navigate. Very easy to navigate. So let me close out of that, and let me stop sharing so I can quickly take any questions you guys might have.
Well, I love the digital version because we were always frantically looking for either the seventh or eighth grade binder. You know, no one knew who had it last. So.
Well, this will be easy because as long as we will have the teacher's access code, so even if the next year that teacher loses their access code, we will have it, okay? We'll have it written down, and of course, if you have a new teacher, they'll need their own access code. But if we will work, you won't have to worry about losing anything. Again, did I leave anything out?
I think it was great. I don't know if we have any questions.
No, I think you slam dunked it.
Yeah.
She always does.
And we hope you guys will come on board. It's I've been involved in a lot of projects throughout my career in medicine because I'm actually more known as a gynecology researcher in helping women get rid of their female problems from heavy periods to hot flashes and everything else. But the last few years have been really focused on adolescent health, which also got me really involved in adult health, because we really, our philosophy is we will really have healthier kids once we as adults get healthier. So we really hope to work with your school, your whole school district on that.
We're really proud of these new lessons in particular.
Yes, to say this is an upgrade is an understatement. We've taken this curriculum to a much higher level, and we're really addressing the issues that are so important today. The emotional health, the drug abuse, the sex trafficking, the communication skills, the digital dangers, it's all in there. So anyway, we look forward to hearing from you, and we hope we can add y'all to the list of the many school districts that are coming on board.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
If you're interested in a temporary passcode, please reach out to me. It's just gabe@livingwellaware.com, and we can get you guys set up, and your SHAC committee can even take a look at the lessons if they'd like.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okie doke.
All right, thanks again.
Have a great afternoon.
Listen, thank you, and thank you guys for being on the SHAC committee. That's awesome. All right, take care.
Thank you.
What do you say, Gabe, at Living?
I think I have his email. Yeah, but it's at Living Wellware. Yeah.
I have it too.
I can put it in the chat real quick.
Oh, thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Gabe at Living Wellware, yeah.
Okay, guys, take care.
Okay, bye,
thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move right along, because we've got about 30 more minutes. So let's go ahead. I know we have a couple of new faces, so let's go briefly real quick and introduce ourselves.
Kim Player, Crow High School Principal.
Summer McDormand, Counselor at the high school.
Katie Bowen, Junior High Principal. Yeah. Denise Gable, County Extension Agent.
Bridget Turney, High Principal.
Lacey Simpon, Counselor at
Junior High
and High School. Courtney Chocolate, Counselor at Hunt Elementary and High School.
Sandra Hernandez, Food Service Director.
Ruby Rodriguez, Program Director and Coordinator.
Tammy Brzoski, the parent, and then the Wellness Center Director.
Tamara Kiner, Parent and Marketing Director at the hospital.
I'm Samantha Sutton, I'm a parent and I'm the controller at the hospital.
Jennifer Jansen, I'm a parent, and I'm the ICU and day surgery director at the hospital.
And then we all know Wanda. All right. Okay, so next we have the review of the minutes from the February 14th meeting. I think I sent those out, so if we could get somebody to approve those minutes, motion to approve those.
Ruby, I motion to approve them.
We have a second. Denise Gable, second. All right, and then we'll move right along. I don't have any updates here. Vice President Denise, do you have anything to update us?
Either. I just thank y'all for attending that. I think, she's well worth
it. Yeah, it was really good. We really enjoyed it. The one we watched, it was very, how long were we there? 9 to 2?
It was a big,
It was long, and she likes to talk, but it was it was good. It was informational, so I think it would be a great program here, so. Okay, let's go to Lacey and Courtney, if y'all want to give us some updates.
We're not going to do the Midcoast thing because we don't do that anymore, but we're going to talk about youth mental health, first aid, and our threat assessments. So far this year, we've done 67 threat assessments, and I'll break them down. At Hunt, we've done 14 threat assessments, 4 suicide assessments, junior high, 8 threat assessments, 17 suicide assessments. 10 threat assessments at high school and 14 suicide assessments. And Courtney and I are both mental health first aid
instructors
for youth now. And she can go over that.
So we are going to, we did our first training on March 28th to first responders. And then we're going to provide that training to our teachers and staff members over the summer. So we have June 26th and 27th. July 11th, 18th, and 25th. And then we're going to add another first responders training when school starts up again. They had a lot of interest in that, so we will be doing that.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. All right, Sandra, you have a nutrition update for us.
The only thing I have, it hasn't been board approved, but I'm sure it's going to be approved. We're going back to CEP district-wide again next year. The plan is to keep it the 4 years. It wasn't really in the budget, but we're kind of in trouble for making too much money. So we're just going to dump it into that and offer everybody free
lunches.
Because high school was taken off the program this year.
Okay.
So they were only getting free breakfast. So next year, district-wide, free lunch, breakfast for everybody.
Yeah.
Back.
And that'll include the breakfast brunch.
Yeah, that's free now.
Oh, that is
free. We did not take it away from high school. We did take away the lunch.
I was wondering how Sarah was eating.
It's just the lunch that they were not. We did see a small decline in numbers, and if you look at the reimbursements, it is our paid students that stopped eating lunch at the high school. So hopefully next year they'll come back. You know, we have a beautiful 3 lines at high school. We had to shut one down because we didn't have enough students. So we're going to try to see if we can get something going next year and kind of do some taco bars or set it up like a Subway type.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard when you have X amount of employees and, you know, the students want to get in and get out. But we're going to try our best to figure a way to make it work and hopefully get them to come eat with us because it's free. And they don't have to go out. You know, whatever happens during lunch, that kind of avoids if they just stay on campus. So we'll see how we might start a few days a week and then build up. We want to see if we can do something with our brunch program, but I kind of understand it's kind of grab and go. They don't want them. We're going to see if we can get some kind of machines to seal up the breakfast so we can do eggs or do bacon and not just the quick stuff. But again, that's still labor,
right.
You know, we're going to have to figure that one out, but that is something we're looking forward to.
Okay,
so they'll have free breakfast and lunch?
Yes. Right now it's just the breakfast at high school. Everybody else eats free, but the lunch program, it's not free right now. And I mean, at what, $2.95, it adds up, and we notice the paid students are not. I mean, I don't know what they're doing for lunch. I've seen just some just sit there and not eat. For whatever reason,
I mean, Maddie just buys the hot chips.
They do that.
That's what I give her money for hot chips. I send her a lunch, but I'm like, girl.
Yeah. So hopefully, and normally, like the years before, the students would bring a lunch from home, but they would still go and get the food because it's free.
Yes.
So we're hoping we can get students back in and eating.
Yeah, that is great. Okay, Rita didn't make it, so we'll move on to Ruby. Give us a safety update.
Yes. Texas School Safety Center audited this past 2 months, audited 2 of our campuses. It was John C. French and Quirrell Junior High School. Both campuses were found all clear. There were no findings. So hats off to Ms. Bowen. And we don't have French here, so hats off to y'all for making sure the campuses are all safe. Our district audit report is on a 3-year basis. We just received the link to complete that, and we have until August to submit that. So we are working now in making sure the audit includes all facilities, not just schools, but all facilities where staff and students frequent. So that one's a big task at hand, but our school resource officers are helping us with that, and we'll have that ready by the due date as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Ruby. Tamara, you have anything going on coming up at the hospital to talk about?
Not a whole lot. Well, kind of. Anyway, I don't even know where to start. But I did have this. I just wanted to throw out there. We're doing a coloring contest, and it is Patient Experience Month this month at the hospital and our clinics. And so we're trying to get the youth more involved, doing a little coloring contest. But we don't really
So how do they enter the coloring contest, or how does that work?
So It's posted online. I can share it with the principals at the schools and whatnot. But,
it might be good, yeah, to get it out into school.
Yeah. The entries are due on the 24th. We'll announce the winners through Facebook on the 28th, and there's also a phone number so that we can call the people. And there's 3 through 5 years old, 6 through 8, and 9 through 11 are the three little divisions. But that's about it.
Yeah?
Nothing.
I don't think of anything else.
Nothing real crazy. Oh, we did do a, health-wise, we did a STEMI drill at the hospital last Thursday. And that was the most amazing thing to watch. So we had a patient come in that was acting out that he had been on the golf course and started experiencing chest pain, shortness of breath, jaw pain. And we got him in and out of Cuero emergency room in 17 minutes. And from the time he arrived at our hospital till perfusion was complete, which means they went into the heart and opened his blocked artery, was 68 minutes. That whole time between him showing up and being completely better and well was 68 minutes, and that was at Citizens. So that was a really, really neat thing to experience. So I just thought I'd share that with y'all. We've got some amazing teams in our area.
And the new robotic. Did we talk about that too at all?
Yes, yes. I think I shared with y'all we've got a new robotic surgery system at the hospital now. So our general surgery, urology, and gynecology can use the robot for surgery cases, which is typically a faster healing time for patients. And we've got our gala this month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course, we've got things going on. Gala. Nikki Lance does all of that.
Yeah.
So that's on her plate right now. But that is not this week, but next week. So. I think that's it from us.
I think so. All right, Wanda, you have any updates?
I just have a couple things I was thinking about. Our next meeting is, what, September 12th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We do have, this is the time of the year, like Dr. Sulak said, where we start, once they're done with testing, we start doing some more healthy things. We're going to teach CPR at high schools, so they'll spend most of the week with mannequins and checking off. We did a Stop the Bleed class, and there was like 66 attend students, which was a really big class. We have a junior high class scheduled. We have the health department, and Dr. Walpa is going to be going to junior high and high school. He's going to be talking about anatomy, physiology, and then the health department's going to bring their pictures and go into what are their STIs now, which was formerly known as STDs.
All right.
So.
And the high school had the senior side of health thing. We had health fair the other day.
Yeah.
We did Zumba and yoga and
All right, we don't have any old business. The new business, we already had the Zoom call, and then we have to come up with our goals for next year, next school year.
I do one thing, and seeing Denise reminded me, we talked about it at the community action meeting about a bill that was in legislation that would no longer require students to need shots to get into school. It did not pass.
Okay.
So our students parents will still have the option to get the waiver from the state, but most of our students will be immunized.
Good. All right. So, do we want to come up with our goals now, or
is this wellness thing for next year? That Zoom thing.
Well, what is the curriculum that just moved them out?
It is their older curriculum.
It's still
curriculum.
The same.
Yeah.
And high school is using health education. Which we just got an update on that. But this is a better curriculum, especially for junior high.
Mm-hmm.
So is junior high doing this?
Do we want to vote on it? I think don't principals agree April? I mean, the end of the year is the best time.
I prefer to do it after testing.
Yeah.
And high school has their health curriculum where they I mean, they have that specific half of semester of health. Mm-hmm. So they have...
So do you need to go to the school board to get this approved? Okay.
Since it's basically a new curriculum. Do we want to...
be too late in May.
Or do we want to wait?
Well, then probably for next year, right? You wouldn't be able to... You think you'd be able to do it this year?
No.
No, I was going to say, yeah.
No, because it's already... unless... Do you want this, Ms. Bowen?
The brand new, the online portion?
Not
so. I know, I thought we were just going to go forward with the paper because...
I think we need to get teachers trained. I think
That would be a next year type thing. It's not...
skip and jump, but I think there's some training and...
Yeah.
I just, we want to always be able to pivot back to the program and say, this is the program that the committee approved. This is how our teachers were trained. Because that's where if somebody says something that's just slightly perceived as being inappropriate or off color or whatever, and then, you know, other, you know, folks hear it and take the ball and run with it. We just want to make sure our teachers are trained well.
Yeah.
You know, and I trust them. It's just an issue of, you know, it's a hot issue there.
And we do have our SROs going in and explaining sex and the law too, with the age differences and the consequences of child support and the different, and it's called PAPA, which is a paternity awareness program.
And we have a whole week already scheduled out. We're doing it after testing. We have each day is a different topic because there's several weeks after STAR testing that are, you know, we still need to be teaching, but we want to give them some other opportunities, put them in there. But
okay.
And the thing that the state says about sex is the parents have to opt in. Used to, if you didn't get a permission slip back, that meant everything's good. They're in, but you have to get one back saying, yes, they can participate, or no, they cannot.
And on this one, since there is other things attached to it, could they just maybe stay out of those specific lessons? Because that other stuff is good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I think it's all really good stuff.
I mean, please, though. I mean, who could do what? That could... that'd be a lot to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they would just miss out the whole program if they signed.
But that, I mean, that's why I want to make it really transparent, where the if the parents can go online and view everything.
Because before they had to ask for that binder if they wanted to see it.
Yes, because it was they took that portion of it out of it was offline because it was.
I mean, if they knew what day it was on, they could say that they didn't want them to attend that day, right?
Right.
Yeah. And
the permission slip now says these are the lessons, and so they can, we'll kind of edit our permission slip and they can opt out.
Okay. Do we want to do goals?
Yes.
Okay. What are you?
Well, last year we said that we were going to table it and we would.
We never did goals.
We this year have goals, so we didn't really have goals.
Isn't that our goal to get this new wellness thing?
That should be one for sure,
Part, no, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. And moving well aware, as it's called.
I can't think. I mean, this for sure. Moving forward with business would be great. I did have one question, and I didn't want to ask in case it was already addressed. But once you buy the curriculum, are you limited to the number of teachers you can have access?
Yes.
How many?
You pay per license.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did she tell
you
what
that fee
was?
$4.95?
Is that what she said?
Oof, I don't know.
Per license.
I'd have to go back and...
I don't know why that is sticking in my head.
The only reason
that's
I'm asking...
That's a lot, though.
Well, we have grant funds. I would like to see maybe a social worker, the school climate specialist could have access. There's different components that I just saw in reading the list that I think she could really use.
Wanda, can you ask about a site license? Because like at high school, we have so many teachers teaching.
Certainly.
You know, the coaches, a lot of the coaches are certified, so they only have so many periods. So it's kind of a waste to buy a license. A regular teacher would teach 7 periods, but a coach may only teach 3 or even less.
That's
so
true.
Maybe we can get campus site license.
Okay, that sounds good.
And the social workers district-wide, truly,
and
so.
They would fall under one of the campuses.
Yep.
Just explain to them that it's The reason more people need it is because we share employees and they have coaching personnel. So we're only using it for so many kids. I mean, they can see our enrollment as well.
Yeah. Okay, do we have any other goals y'all can think of, anybody?
I just wanted to share that we're going to have a new culinary arts teacher next year at the high school. Lauren Nataro is moving from junior high to high school to take over from the program. Our program has been lagging the last few years, and we're really excited about this opportunity to teach the kids healthy behaviors, healthy eating, and expand that program of study for our kids. So we're really excited and hope that maybe we could bring one of those students next year to the SHAC committee.
Awesome.
That's great.
Awesome.
To keep everybody posted on what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because eventually I want them catering different events, like maybe they could even cater one of our events or something to show us what they're doing and feature, offer casseroles and different things, take out for the teachers and all types of things. So I'm going to be taking Ms. Nataro to look at some other campuses in our region who have flourishing programs, because I want to get us to that, because I think our kids have that potential.
That's great.
So we should have that be a goal, to have more student involvement on our
That's
great.
She's also going to write a grant, hopefully to present to the Career Education Foundation to kind of supplement. So she may be getting the TDC. Yeah, she contacted me. I'd like her to attend the summer conference first and get certified, because I think she's going to get a lot of ideas this summer from the conference that she'll attend the first time. Because there's lots of different directions that we can go with things, but definitely it's a great idea.
And what's that program called specifically again?
Well, Family and Consumer Science is the program of study, but it leads to different certifications for our campus. The students eventually, if they are program completers or concentrators, will have the Safe Surf Manager certification. So it helps them be job ready after graduation.
That's great.
Yeah, I know, that's great.
Really good.
We got two goals there.
Yeah, we got two. We want another one. We have three.
Three, one more. Wait, I gave the last one.
What about something to address our big concern of vaping? Vaping awareness, healthy choices, something along those lines. We're open to anything at this point. We presented campus-wide programs, and then I also concentrated on our freshmen, including repeating freshmen. That seemed to be the area where they were coming in a high number. I mean, the presentations are great, and they seem to impact, but we almost need an ongoing reminders that, you know, they slip back into, you know, they forget that we presented that last month, so to speak. If we could find something where we had, I don't know, feature presentations, even if we rolled it through, they talk about it. So even if we just presented to one grade level each month, they're talking about it, and there are posters to put up. And it kind of reinvigorates that discussion. So I definitely agree with Mrs. Bowen that
that'd be great. We have three school climate specialists that falls under, so they can definitely come to the campuses, grade levels, however you prefer, and start those ongoing.
There's a lot of events throughout the year where we can plug in different things, cool, you know, like SAT school day.
Yeah.
Well, we always need something for the other ones to do, or it's career fair, we can plug it in. So
absolutely.
I think if we keep repeating it, the message in different ways from different people and programs,
I know,
then it'll reach more. It'll be more impactful for them.
That'll be great. They have a curriculum, they just took the training, they have all these kits with giveaways and stuff for the students as well.
They can
even put
vaping.
Stickers.
AirPod
cases and
stickers. Good.
And
so many of the students don't have any idea what they're actually vaping.
No.
And they're shocked when what it does to your body.
And I think parent education, parents truly don't realize that those vape pens with THC are now a felony. If they're in possession of that, it's a felony. They just don't understand that.
Can posters
they think it's
up?
A misdemeanor. They're thinking it's just like a bag of marijuana. They don't understand the differences between the marijuana and then the actual vape pen with THC.
Or the feds.
Put posters up or something, but
or the feds of that.
Exactly, exactly.
It's not the same as taking a puff off of joint.
Absolutely.
It's concentrated THC can knock you out.
Yes, absolutely right. They don't feel like they understand that.
No tea.
Like that one I saw, when they did that thing.
Oh, how it was one that exploded. The other thing, and this is kind of ambitious, but really, it goes back to the people who are selling these to the kids in the community. They need to be IDing people to see if they're 18 before they sell a tobacco vape.
Yeah. There's so many in town now.
It's hard to police, you know, because, you know, you have a limited number of officers here anyway, but, you know, even a letter of support that was, I don't know.
Generated by us to be.
Yeah, generated by y'all, sent to this council, sent to the Economic Development Board that says, you know, if we don't support businesses who do this. I've seen that work in another county. The sheriff and the police officer got together and they went to these businesses and said, stop selling to our minors. We know you're selling to minors here. And we're going to pursue that if you, you know, it doesn't take the THC product off the street. But at least we address the tobacco piece.
We were talking before the meeting started about some of the different things at the vape shops. Delta 8 is basic, I mean, it's cannabis.
Is it?
Yeah.
I saw that sign up there right next to the Kratom.
It's not FDA approved, and there's all kind of FDA warnings.
But they get all?
Yes.
Yep.
It could be bad.
But, and Texas is like a limbo state. It's still legal here, but they want to try to outlaw it, but.
It's not.
This we were talking about Kratom.
Oh yeah, Kratom.
Kratom is the latest and greatest.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Why don't you tell us about it? You got knowledge while we go.
I just read it from the paper.
It's a tropical tree native to Southeast Asia.
You can chew it, smoke it.
And you get high?
Kratom leaves.
Small amounts, it just increases your energy.
Yes.
And makes you more productive. They were giving
two major psychoactive.
More productive is what it said. But then when they took too much, then that's when they start having bad side effects.
Right.
But the problem with that is the first stimulant is it's a weight loss thing, which is what's going to hit most people.
Yes.
It boosts your energy and makes you not
get a better workout.
Yeah,
get over here.
It's right next to the sheriff's office. I've seen that. Yeah, I thought I saw Kratom out there. Yeah, I saw that in that shop. I was like, what is that?
The one by the sheriff's office?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
It's the one by Royce's. What is that?
Yeah, it's all Kratom.
Dizzy and Busy and Blend or something. I don't know what that one's called. If anybody wants to read about it, that's
staff under your weight loss energy thing. You can see it sold in convenience stores. It's similar to that. Our kids at junior high are definitely taking it. We found MD pills in the
of this. They're taking this Kratom.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So we found a full pill. We found some empty pills where they've emptied the. When you first look at it looks almost like weed or something in there.
Huh.
But like our vape sensors have stopped going off.
I was gonna ask
and it's not because we're not. I mean, it's something.
They found a way around it.
They're gonna try this instead.
They're using those paper towels.
And it's not gonna show up on a drug test either.
In your work to bills and legislation, I did not research to see if that passed.
I never even
to
heard
try
that.
And put some legislation.
I had
on
seen
this
it on the thing, but I was like.
So what can
There's
we? How should we word our third goal then?
Yeah, community awareness or community engagement.
Wanda, what do you think?
For vaping?
Maybe ongoing.
For just vaping or just all?
Vaping presentations or vaping information provided to secondary students.
It wouldn't hurt to have it at Hunt either. We've had two
babies. We can just say
vaping.
What?
Oh, perfect. Our
at Hunt?
Specialist can.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just got to weigh the balance of if you tell them about it, we're going to do it.
I know. That's
But we also want parents
to tell my kids about it. And they know
what about starting with parenting education down there maybe at the elementaries? Getting the parents.
Well, they're getting it from
the
parent, obviously, in elementary. You know what I'm saying? Don't you
older
think?
Siblings.
Or yeah, or siblings, yeah.
The school climate specialists are also going to want to meet with the students next year
encouraging them, if they see something, to say something, including if they see those vape cartridges anywhere, report it right away. You know, if you see, if a friend shows you, oh, look what I have in my pocket, tell them. Tell a trusted adult right away.
You know, it might be good if we utilize the Magical Monday platform to have a parent session in one part and then have the kids separate and do like a age-appropriate type,
sure,
just say no type thing like we used to have.
Like October during the Red Ribbon Week.
Yeah.
Red Ribbon Week.
But then be more direct with parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm sure there's parents, I don't even know what the thing looks like. I've seen it and I'm like, what is that? I don't even know. And the kids are like, you don't know what that is? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, parents might not even understand what's in the backpack.
Right.
Or if they see it lying around, they don't even know what it is. So
like
that's
educating parents.
Like
more.
The student that reported it, they thought it was a crayon in the kid's box or a marker.
That sounds good. The next
one. So vaping, just vaping education, is that what we're going to do for, just keep it like that? Okay.
Yep.
So we.
Community, parents, students.
Oh my God.
Okay, I know you guys have to go, so I think we got our goals. Next meeting will not be until September, so everybody have a great summer. Enjoy your time off. And so I have 1:31. We'll go ahead and, does anybody want a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Ruby will motion to adjourn the meeting.
Anybody want to second it?
Lacey will second it.
Lacey seconds it. All right. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Did you go down on the-